Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and every Wednesday we are joined by our special guest, Rich Fitzgerald, who's the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, normally in studio here, but today in our nation's capital. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, from our beautiful nation's capital. And, you know, hearing Ellen talk about the traffic, maybe we should appreciate that our traffic isn't so bad, having been on the D.C. Beltway yesterday. So a little bit different down here. But, yes, we're at the Allegheny Conference has their annual trip in which they bring a whole lot of business leaders, university leaders, et cetera, and the county commissioners and county executive also part of that trip, visiting our delegation, bringing our needs of Western Pennsylvania to D.C. so we can get our fair share of things.
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that you do collectively that has a direct impact on the region. So explain for us, if you don't mind, who you visited and what you're going to do and how you hope it will help.
Well, we'll be visiting our congressional delegation, you know, the congressional people. Today we have a meeting in a little bit with Senator McCormick in his office. And again, talking about, you know, building on the momentum that we've seen with some of the data center operation that we've seen already, but can continue to have more of it in this region. We saw it last week at the AI symposium, the thing Senator McCormick had a while back with CMU. And how are we going to capitalize on making sure that we can get the most out of the data center operation? That's just one aspect. There's a lot of needs with infrastructure, with transportation. We see it with the transit issue that PRT is dealing with. We have housing issues, you know, a shortage of housing, not just in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, but throughout the region. Fayette County has a severe shortage of housing that needs to be done, Greene County. So there's a lot of those needs that we have those discussions with our federal officials. So we have about 15 county commissioners, including County Executive Inamorata being with us, led by our chairman, Mr. Fabian, Pat Fabian. And then we're going to hear from Matt Smith in a few minutes. Matt, from the Chief Growth Officer for the Allegheny Conference, organizing and his team organizing a lot of these meetings. Again, how can we maximize for Western Pennsylvania what our friends in Washington, D.C. can do for us?
And also, we're going to talk about, I know we're going to hopefully have this airport open next month. I know we're going to talk to Pittsburgher of the Year in our next hour, Rich.
We're getting there. And you know, some of the airport folks are here as well. Vince Gaskev and his team, you know, government relations. Again, the aspect of, you know, meeting with Congressman DeLuzio, for example, who represents the airport and has been very, very helpful in this process, and his past predecessor, Connor Lamb, and Congressman Doyle, who've been part of this. Congressman Doyle was also here, you know, in his role with K&L Gates. So there's a lot of partnerships that happen, and you're right. The airport is one of the most exciting things, certainly that I worked on in my tenure, and that's ready to come to fruition in the coming months.
That said, before we get to the details of that with some special guests coming up, what's going on in the city? You may have heard the Emmy Award-winning drama, The Pitt, and Noah Wyle and some of the actors in town. They're going to do some more shooting here around the Allegheny General Hospital area. So have you ever watched any of the episodes of The Pitt?
I have, and I've seen Noah Wyle and you know, hearing that story of the Pittsburgh connection, and it's amazing how many people always have a Pittsburgh connection for their parents, grandparents, et cetera. And the fact that he mentioned the healthcare workers, and you know, we are obviously so proud of our eds and meds in this city, UPMC, AHN, having, you know, just great, and University of Pittsburgh Medical School, some great research institutions, and kind of honoring the people that do it day after day after day, the nurses, the technicians, the doctors who take care of all of us. And again, I was glad to see Noah Wyle and the Pitt, PITT, getting the recognition we like to see.
It streams on HBO Max. The new season will come out in January, and they'll shoot here. It's focused on Pittsburgh, but all the work of the details are not. They couldn't disrupt a hospital, obviously, especially an emergency department, to do that. But it is all Pittsburgh. And Noah Wyle said he went in to tell the doctors something.
They're going to apologize for anything that we need to apologize for and thank them for everything that we should thank them for.
Apologizing in case they didn't do anything that wasn't actually real protocol. It's kind of funny.
Well, a certain thing Noah Wyle, I remember him from, was a movie about 30 years ago called A Few Good Men. And I think the person I'm talking to right now is got his acting start also doing appearing in A Few Good Men. So Larry Richard has a connection to Noah Wyle. There's always those connections that continue to happen.
Oh, Rich, I said, you're a half person from everybody in this town. You know that's true. Yeah, I was Rocky Blyer, and I shared the role as the judge in the stage performance at the Pittsburgh Public Theater of A Few Good Men. And Noah Wiley's mom was born at Shadyside Hospital. His dad went to CMU, and they met here, his parents. And Noah said he wanted to go to a Pirates game. He did last night, and also was excited to go to the Warhol Museum. So a lot of connections.
A lot of connections, as we always say. Things always seem to happen. Go back to Pittsburgh. A relative, a grandparent, worked in the steel mill, went to Pitt or CMU, absolutely.
All right, coming up, we will check in with Matt Smith from the Allegheny Conference with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which includes 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. He and representatives in Washington this morning, Rich, and you have a special guest with you.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Larry, this is something that the Allegheny Conference has done for years. And it's a two-day kind of a whirlwind, a bunch of meetings and gettings together and asks and those type of things for our congressional delegation and Senate delegation. And with us now is Matt Smith, the Chief Growth Officer of the Allegheny Conference. And Matt and his team have organized this and you know, having, again, elected officials like the county commissioners and business leaders, university leaders from the financial sector, the healthcare sector, robotics, life sciences, AI, all those things going on. So Matt Smith joins us. And Matt, welcome. And again, thank you for putting all this together and getting us in front of our friends in Washington, D.C.
No, thanks so much, Rich and Larry. It's great to be with you. And as you said, Rich, you know, this is really about bringing the region, bringing the whole of southwestern Pennsylvania down to visit and talk to our federal policymakers, both policymakers inside the administration from the Department of Energy, Department of Commerce, Department of Defense, as well as our key congressional allies, Senator McCormick, Senator Fetterman, and our members of the House of Representatives. And it really is about speaking as one region with one voice. And we believe that when we go to Washington with, you know, the over 100 people that are down here with us, you know, we're really able to communicate a very powerful message about the opportunities in southwestern Pennsylvania and the role that federal policy and investment plays in catalyzing those opportunities.
Yeah, and as we kicked it off yesterday, you had, you know, County Executive Emerata kind of kicked it off. You had everything from her and the needs of Allegheny County and the, you know, the Fayette County, Greene County, Armstrong County, et cetera. There was a lot of commonalities about training our young people for the future industries like AI and robotics and things that are going on, infrastructure needs that are throughout our region. So there was a lot of commonality, but really people working together across party lines, across, you know, business and labor and universities, et cetera. It really is a coming together for a common goal for what we want to see, making Allegheny County, making southwestern Pennsylvania better.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I was struck yesterday, and as you said, Rich, we had, you know, with your leadership from SPC, we had, you know, the commissioners from southwestern Pennsylvania, the county executive, talking directly to congressional staff, to our other stakeholders in attendance. And as you said, I was really struck by the common themes that came up, the importance of infrastructure and site development and an investment that surrounds sites and infrastructure, the importance of workforce development. And then I was really also struck by, you know, the key sectors that we all talk about. But in this case, it was the commissioners and the county executive talking about their county opportunities in areas like AI and energy, defense robotics, manufacturing, health and life sciences. And the opportunities are there for us, I think, particularly over the next couple of years. When you look back, you know, over the last 6 months, a lot of great things have happened. The U.S. Steel Nippon investment, the Senator McCormick's Energy and Innovation Summit, the AI Horizons event last week. What we're trying to do down here is bring all of those events, you know, to the D.C. policymakers, tie a common thread through all those events, and really, as I said earlier, catalyze the opportunities that have in part been created by all the great activity that those events allow for the region.
Yeah, I'm just curious, you guys, you said, Matt, about 100 people representing the region are there?
Yeah, across. I mean, we have different events. Some, you know, are upwards. I think yesterday's event was 75, 80. Today's events will be over 100. And it, you know, it's a really great cross-section of the entire region. Republicans, Democrats, you know, business leaders from various sectors, from manufacturing to energy, to AI, to life sciences. And it's all about, you know, that collective group communicating with a very coherent voice, you know, again, the opportunities for the region, but what the role of federal policy is in across many different areas, permitting reform, federal investment, grants from DOE, loans from the Department of Energy, you know, the role of those federal decisions in unlocking all of the opportunity. And that's what that, you know, very, very large group of stakeholders is down here to communicate.
Once. And the one thing, Larry, I think what Pittsburgh has right now is a, when I say Pittsburgh, obviously talking about the whole region, a great story to tell. So you have those 100 people and the 15 county commissioners, all 10 counties are represented here, telling their story about the opportunities that we have and, you know, the resources like energy, water, the workforce development, the trained workforce that can build these things, the AI coming out of CMU, et cetera, all these great things. We're down here making our pitch about what opportunities are for the country if Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh region are helped out.
I'm just curious, gentlemen, what's the most important thing you'd like to accomplish for our region in your visit?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think
Matt,
number one, Larry.
Take that one.
Yeah, I think number one, as Rich said, just communicating the opportunity that exists in southwestern Pennsylvania if we act with a sense of urgency at the federal level on policy and investment. So I think overall, that's a really important message that I hope federal policymakers take away. And then if I had one specific policy that we think is really, really important here over the next 6 to 9 months, it's federal permitting reform. We hear that from every type of project that we work with, that we're trying to bring in the region. All of these companies want to move fast. They want to move quickly through the permitting process. And it shouldn't take longer to permit a project than it does to build a project. And that's our message on that particular issue. We think permitting reform at the federal level is really, really critical.
Well, gentlemen, good luck. And Matt, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Matt,
thanks
we'll
so
see
much,
you in a little
Larry.
Bit thanks, over at Senator McCormick's office. All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll continue with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. On the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, part of a delegation to try to help bring resources to our region. And another special guest, Rich.
Yes, we have the person who led us down here from the SPC, the chairman of the SPC, is County Commissioner Pat Fabian from Armstrong County. And as we kicked off yesterday's event, you know, starting with the county executive in Inamorata, and then Chairman Fabian, the two of them kind of led the charge, so to speak, in talking about what we need here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So, Chairman Fabian, welcome. Glad to have you on and talk a little bit about what this has meant to our region and to the members that you're chairman of.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rich, from Washington. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
We're hanging in there. Yes.
No, we had a great day yesterday. We had the 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh down here in Washington, D.C. Our region has a great opportunity before us, and I couldn't be proud to lead a delegation coming down here yesterday. We heard a lot of good things happening in the Southwest region yesterday, but we also have a lot of challenges as well. And we wanted to make sure we got that before our legislative leaders that represent, the Southwestern corner and bring some funding back to help us, fill those bold aspirations we have.
And a lot of those conversations and asks, if you will, in selling the region is in coordination with some of the businesses and the business opportunities that exist, not just in Armstrong and Pittsburgh and Allegheny and Greene. And those conversations around healthcare, around energy, around robotics, around technology, workforce development, all those challenges come together. So this really is a good meeting of the minds of showing collaboration and how that works. And again, Pat, you had, I think, if I were like 15 county commissioners who were here, every county was represented, some with one, some with two, and some with all three county commissioners that showed up.
No, I think that's what's so special about our region, Rich, is there's some bold aspirations with all the counties. Everybody's working hard, but, we all show up. We're all team players. county to county. And we always say one region, one voice. If one county's doing better, whether it's Beaver or Green, it benefits everybody in the Southwest region and ultimately benefits the Commonwealth.
I'm curious, Commissioner, what is your single biggest want from this gathering? What do you hope that our elected officials in Washington take away from your visit?
Well, I mean, personally, I represent Armstrong County, but, you know, with SBC, I represent the region. And I spoke on the, you know, when I was talking about Armstrong County yesterday, you know, we're a river town community. We were built on the river, and we have a lot of property. When you talk about the PPGs, the Alger, the Allegheny Ludlums, you know, brownfields, and it's very expensive to clean up these sites. You know, these properties were home to 15,000 jobs at one time, and they're not there anymore. And, you know, we can't put it on the backs of taxpayers. You know, we got to grow our way out of this, and to fill these properties up or to, you know, environmentally, and to make them marketable. It's very expensive, and that's what I talked about. It's getting expensive to live in rural Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to get that message across yesterday. And, you know, when dollars come back to PA, we want to clean up these sites and make them opportunistic for, you know, companies that were there before.
Well, appreciate
that. Looking to another good day. I'm sorry, Larry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, appreciate the update. Yeah, this is an all-out opportunity for the region, for you and a number of other represented officials who are trying to bring back some goods for us. So thank you, Chair.
And we'll see you in a little bit when we go to Senator McCormick's and all the other meetings up on the Hill today.
Yeah, we have a busy day today and looking forward to getting with my co-commissioners from across the region and having some good dialogue with our federal partners.
All right. Thanks again, Commissioner Pat Fabian from Armstrong County, representing the commissioners and the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission with Rich Fitzgerald there as well. And we'll be right back. Best Rich today, right?
We do. And one of our next guests, you know, we talk a lot about the energy industry, and we talk a lot about, you know, the ability for data centers. And the next guest is Brett Brobstein from CNX. And what CNX, as we probably all know, many should know, has really been instrumental, and I'll call it saving Pittsburgh International Airport going back 15 years when we got that lease with them and the revenues that the royalties have been able to provide for. That airport has, you know, brought us Christina Kasotis and, you know, the new terminal and all the flights, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted, and Brett is here with us in Washington talking to D.C. because there's some issues with respect of legislation that could benefit the airport and benefit CNX and benefit our region in a way in which we could use that gas and turn that into jet fuel, which would also be an economic driver. Brett, welcome. I'm glad you're here in D.C., but tell us a little bit about the opportunities that natural gas could bring for the region of southwestern Pennsylvania.
Hi, Rich, and thanks for having me on. You know, a lot of people don't realize that we actually operate Marcellus wells under the tarmac at the Pittsburgh Airport in a way that doesn't affect any of the operations for the airport or any of the travelers. And we expect over, you know, 20 years to pay the airport around $200 million in royalties. And that certainly should help to fund the renovations and the new terminal. As we look to the next stage for the future of fuels, we see a tremendous opportunity in turning that energy into potentially jet fuel and also using other resources from the region in a way that we can reduce pollution and actually turn what is today a wasted resource into fuel. You know, a lot of people don't realize that in our region in particular, there are, you know, in the U.S., there are over 30,000 abandoned mines and over 500 active mines. Coal mining has been an economic boon for the region. And what we're doing is we're going to go in and take waste gas, which is necessarily liberated from those mines for safety purposes, which is traditionally pollution, and we're going to turn that into products that are useful, potentially turning it into jet fuel or even powering data centers in the region.
So it actually is a win-win, and we have obviously economic opportunity, but also helping to clean up the environment by taking methane out of the atmosphere.
That's exactly right. And methane is a very potent greenhouse gas. And just one operation that we've got in Virginia, for example, we're capturing the carbon dioxide equivalent in a given year of a new forest the size of the state of Massachusetts. But we want to do more, and we see a tremendous opportunity to do that in southwestern Pennsylvania. If you look at the United States as a whole, this opportunity has a really tremendous size. It's as if you were to plant a brand new forest the size of the state of Montana. That's how much carbon dioxide equivalent we can capture from what's currently venting the atmosphere and then turn it into a useful product. That then is a tremendous economic opportunity. It's jobs for these legacy coal communities that have been left behind. And it really fits perfectly with our vision of Appalachia First, which is build it here, use it here. We can take what is today pollution, remediate it, turn it into a circular economy solution. And this all bolsters onto potential labor partnerships that we have and delivering family-sustaining wages for the region.
Brent, we appreciate your time with CNX, and obviously energy plays maybe overall the biggest factor in all of this. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brett.
And Rich, we're going to let you go get to your business there. Appreciate you doing this with us from Washington, D.C., and we'll see you in town next week, right?
We're looking next week and then off to Ireland after that. So a lot going on in this region, a lot of opportunities we want to take advantage of.
Yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about. All right, safe travels home. Good luck today.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.